about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I'm really kind of scratching my head. You know, we have the Oscar Pistorius case that is now being heard in court to determine his bail. He's been accused of killing his girlfriend, Reva. And we're hearing his side of the story. Also, I guess an anchorman, CBS TV anchorman, is accused of choking his wife, Ashley Morrison. History of domestic violence, a past arrest. What is going on with all this violent behavior? Now, you know somebody's going to blame the doctors, right? They always do. Doctors always get blamed. We're so easy. You know why it's so easy to blame us doctors? Blame us doctors for Obamacare. Blame us doctors for the healthcare crisis. Blame us doctors for people becoming psychopaths and starting to kill school children, etc. It's because doctors really don't defend themselves. We just go about our day and work, and it's because we have to work. Our expenses are so damn high, we really don't have enough time to take off and air our defense. So we just go about our merry way with everybody ripping on us and, you know, making fun of us. I know you guys make fun of me because, see, I have no problem taking the time away from my practice. I'll just work extra long hours at the office after my show. I have no problem being on air 3 hours a day defending mine and everyone else's case. So y'all can blame doctors as much as you want. I'm going to be here to defend at least those who want to be defended. But yeah, there is a point to be made. Do some of the medications that we take or some of the things we do or have done cause aggression? Many of you have asked me about Oscar Pistorius. Was he on steroids? If somebody, let's say, does decide to kill his girlfriend, allegedly, okay, could steroids be an issue? I mean, at first I'd say no, you know, because he was just in the Olympics. But, you know, after the whole Lance Armstrong thing, I guess anything is possible. Now, just to be fair here, Oscar Pistorius was saying he had thought Reva Steenkamp was sleeping next to him. And he awoke to something that he thought was an intruder in the bathroom. He thought that windows weren't very well secured. Apparently, there is high crime in the area in which he lives. So he grabbed, because obviously his prosthetic legs weren't on, he grabbed his 9mm pistol and started shooting. Then he put on his prosthetics, went over to the door because it was locked, realized Reva wasn't next to him. She was probably in the bathroom, killed her there, and now panicked, took a bat to open up the door, found her, started running downstairs to try to resuscitate her. So that was his story. Okay? I don't really know too much of the story of the anchorman and him accused of choking his wife. I've never really seen him on TV. I'm not sure who he is. His name is Rob Morrison. But, you know, are medicines or medications to blame? You know, we talked about this yesterday. We always like to blame drugs. Always easy to blame drugs. We know cocaine can make you aggressive. We know alcohol can make you aggressive. You know, even Valium, even anti-anxiety drugs like your Valium and your Xanax can actually elicit aggressive behavior. So I kind of want to shoot this out to you guys. Is there anything that you have been prescribed, whether it was an antibiotic, whether it was a diabetic medication, anything that surprisingly made you either depressed or anxious, or overly hungry, or something that you completely didn't expect? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. On this show, I don't want to be the one doing all the teaching. I love it when we learn from our listeners, because these things don't get advertised much. You know how you'll watch a Nexium commercial or a Viagra commercial, and for 20 minutes they talk about the side effects, and you have to sit there and listen to all that? But many of those side effects are kind of the well-known side effects. Those are the ones that FDA had to be notified on in order for that medication to be approved. What about some of these side effects that nobody really warns us or talks to us about? You know, it took me a good couple years to realize when I was prescribing a very common blood pressure medication that people's legs were swelling. And the reason why is the company of the medication, one of the brand names, never really told you. You know, when a new drug comes out, they tell you about how the medicine works, etc. They very rarely talk about any side effects because, again, they're pushing the drug. And then all of a sudden, you have patients coming in kind of swelling. And you're like, wait a second, these medicines cause swelling, don't they? You know, and so you end up learning as you go. One of you had informed us that one of your antibiotics that you had taken made your urine turn black. Well, Flagyl, or metronidazole, which is a medication we use for diverticulitis, we use it for bacterial vaginosis, we use it for a variety of different issues, can cause your urine to turn black. And so these are things that I really think we as the public should be educated on. Are there medications out there? Is there something your doctor could prescribe to you? Or would you have a medical condition that could actually cause bursts of anger? This is kind of important, especially in this day and age when, we have these school shootings and we have these Colorado theater shootings and people are trying to look at mental illness. And I'm trying to tell you, I don't know if you could just screen people for mental illness because the average person committing these crimes don't have a history of mental illness. Okay, they've never been diagnosed. They've never gone to the doctor. So maybe we need to look at regular people and see what's happening to regular, I don't want to use the word regular, but non-diagnosed people and see what is triggering a mental illness in them or triggering a bout of behavior. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you ever have a weird side effect from a medication that nobody warned you about that you want to share? 1-877-362-3254. I know some of you are like, I really don't want to bring up erectile dysfunction with my blood pressure medicine. You don't have to bring up the erectile dysfunction. That's really nothing new. We all know a lot of the blood pressure medicines cause erectile dysfunction. That really stinks, doesn't it? Right? Your choice is to not have a stroke or a heart attack or to not have an erection. Which one do you choose? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 19th, 2013. Gold opened at $16,1260. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5301. A half ounce for $8,2651. Or a quarter ounce for $4,1325. That's $16,5301, $8,2651, and $4,1325.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of us don't want to admit it, but every now and then we get angry. And we get some outbursts. And sometimes we will not realize we're getting into one of those moods until somebody gets just right under our skin, right? You know, like I was trying to watch Dallas last night. You know how Dallas now has come out with a newer generation, right? Even though JR and Bobby are still running around, you know, and oh my God, JR is still the biggest villain I've ever known. I mean, you love him and you hate him. It's brilliant how they've been able to reprise, you know, JR's role. And unfortunately, Larry Hagman died this year. So they're going to come up with a way to have, unfortunately, him die on the show, like either a Who Shot JR or something, unfortunately, to capitalize on it. But, you know, anyway, so I'm just trying to watch a show. And I had a fairly rough day. My cousin died, from what I understand. She lives in Israel. She's just a few years older than I and died of a heart attack. And so it was kind of a rough day, you know, and I was talking to family all day, not to mention working. And so I'm just trying to kick back. And then the two boys in my house just decide to fight over some minutia bullcrap, right? And I just turn to them and I scream, shut blah, blah, up. Okay? And, you know, they're like, well, gosh, Mom, he took my toy. And I go, just give me the gosh darn toy. Nobody gets a toy. Do your homework and just shut the hell up. Anyway. Okay. But I was kind of quiet all day. So I remember my husband just kind of looked like a devil's stick because I just yelled. Now, you would think I yell a lot. I don't. I don't really have bursts of yelling or bursts of anger. I don't. Usually, with me, which kind of scares the hell out of my family, is it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, my family will just do the same bullcrap and bullcrap day in, day out, hour after hour. And then maybe day 29 of the month, or if I had a real bad sleep, or if I'm dealing with some bad news, all of a sudden, it's like a 2 or 3 second, and then it's over. I said my piece and I'm done. And you know, I think it kind of actually keeps the family on their toes because of the unpredictability of it. But I would, you know, sometimes I don't like that. I would just rather, and honestly, it's only a few seconds. I don't sit there and yell and scream like my mom could have. My mom used to do that for hours. It's too exhausting. And I'm too busy. I wanted to get back to Dallas. So I yelled and screamed whatever I had to do. I made my point. Took the toy away. Fighting stopped. They went back to their homework. Problem solved. Very good. Okay, see, it's like I'm kind of the dad of the house. And my husband is the one that will work the problem and work the problem. I don't need to work the problem. I'm too tired. Let me just yell, say my piece. You guys figure it out. I'm too tired. So, and I go back to my lazy boy chair. And so, you know, I still don't like that. I don't want to get angry. I don't. And so what out there makes us angry? And this is something that has to, I think, be investigated and researched more, because we all have angry outbursts and nobody really wants to admit it. You know, I have no problem admitting it on air because honestly, people can use so much against me as it is. I mean, why not distract everybody with another thing on the pile? But many of you guys, you don't want to admit that you sometimes get so mad that you have outbursts. And some of those outbursts could turn into domestic violence. Some of those outbursts could turn into a crime of passion. Or some of those outbursts could turn into a heart attack. So what out there, you know, makes you blow up? And is it a medication? Is it a treatment a doctor did? Is it a supplement you're taking? You know, what out there has caused, is it alcohol? What has caused you to blow up and you now are afraid of because you don't trust what it does to your body? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of you had called in over the break talking about your husband having diabetes. Since he has diabetes, he's been angry. Now, that is a very interesting subject because hypoglycemia can cause anger issues. When I don't eat and my sugar's down and an article comes across with Obamacare, Lord have mercy, you guys want to hide under your dashboard, don't you? All right, so absolutely, low blood sugars can cause sudden bursts of anger. Absolutely. All right, when your blood sugar drops, you could have an imbalance of your serotonin. Now, we talk about serotonin. You know, we lose serotonin as we age. And serotonin is what kind of keeps things, everything kind of hunky-dory, copacetic, right? You know, you just, you know, and when your serotonin is low, let's say you're PMSing, let's say you had a drinking binge, etc., you could be extremely bitter, you could be aggressive, you could be restless, you could have trouble sleeping, you could have panic attacks. So absolutely. But then on the flip side, okay, let's say you take a medication for your serotonin. You know, some of you say, you know, gosh, sometimes my husband or my wife's antidepressants make them crazy. Well, is it that they're making them crazy? Because some of these medications can cause mania. They can. They can cause you to go into a hyper manic episode, or is it the fact that they are withdrawing from the medication? They skip their dose, or they've missed their dose for a while. They forget to take the medication, or they feel better, and now they have that withdrawal. And those are very scary times, you know, for a spouse or for a family member, because you miss your medication and you start to get aggressive. What are they supposed to do? Now, Also, thyroid. If your thyroid is overactive, that could also make you very, very aggressive. So, you know, let's say you kind of feel aggressive and you feel grumpy. Not a bad idea to get your thyroid checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What medicines, what things out there have been a surprise to you that we as the medical community never prepared you for? Let's go to Tony calling from South Carolina. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Oh, just not a whole lot. A little chilly and a little rainy for South Carolina.
I hear. Well, stay dry and warm out there.
Well, you were talking about medication that has side effects other than what we expected. Probably about 10 years ago, I was in my mid-40s, and I guess you would describe me as having a type A personality. Mm-hmm. Everything is just always fantastic and always feeling great, and just the way I was wired. One day while playing with my dog, I had a real sharp pain in my back, and I had a hard time standing up. Well, kind of scared me, so I went to my doctor. And said, oh, well, you have muscle spasm.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Let me put you on this medication. And he put me on a medication called prednisone.
I was going to say the steroids, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a series. I'm thinking back 10 years, but it was several days.
Right, where they taper you.
You taper me on, taper me off. But anyway, about the time I come off of them, I just started being depressed about things. I'd never experienced that before. So I went back to the doctor and told him what was going on. And he said, well, a lot of times injury can bring on clinical depression. Here, take these. So he put me on Zoloft.
Oh, no.
And then after being on the Zoloft for a while, I noticed that people would just look at me and ask me what was wrong. And I bust out crying. Now, I've always fancied myself as being kind of a macho kind of fella.
You do sound kind of macho and brutally. You do. You kind of, yeah. So it's
kind of borderline on the redneck side.
I love it.
People would just look at me, and I would just break down.
Yeah.
I noticed that I was watching the clock every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wet sleeping and all.
Yep.
And when I started during the day, just tripping over things and stumbling, and I found out later that was from sleep deprivation.
Yep.
But, I was just, you know, in my room one night sleeping, and I got on the Internet and just I Googled side effects for prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
The side effects for Zoloft.
Yeah.
I've got them all.
Yeah, I tell you, Tony, we're coming up on a hard break, but thank you so much for calling in. No, yeah, he brought up what else I was going to talk about. You know, a lot of times you guys get steroids for back pain or steroids for hives, and then it just changes you. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Don't go away. I see more of you guys on the line calling about what medications make you angry and make you burst with anger. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of us may have anger issues that we don't want to admit. You know, I know some of us watch that Bering Sea Gold, and there's that guy on there, that captain, who has major anger issues. So I guess he calls his boat Anchor Management, to get an anchor, whatever, yeah. But, you know, maybe these anger issues really aren't your fault. Maybe it's a medication you've been prescribed. Maybe it's a medical condition that you have. So I pose the question to you listeners, what out there have you taken that surprisingly you were never warned about, made you a completely different person, or gave you the weirdest side effect that nobody had anticipated and you didn't anticipate, and it's something that we should kind of share and throw out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Julio on the line. Julio's calling from Iowa. Hey, how's it going?
Hello, doctor. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Great. Doc, I've been married to a wonderful, sweet lady for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we never had a problem. They had regular arguments, you know, regular stuff, but we never actually had a fight. But one day she decided that she was, that was a few years ago, that she was depressed. And she was, she started taking Cymbalta.
Wait, she took what, Cymbalta?
I believe so, yes, ma'am.
Cymbalta, good, okay, uh-huh.
And, on a Christmas Eve a few years ago, for some reason, we had a disagreement. It wasn't even a fight. It was just a disagreement. And she simply lost her mind. Things started flying all over the house. The Christmas tree went out the door. I had to run away with the kids outside in the backyard because everything was flying.
Good.
And then after that, the next day, she didn't even remember. And
wow.
To this day, we joke about it. She got out of it, and she went back to normal. And it never happened again. And to this day, we joke about it.
Right.
And that was very scary.
Very scary.
I don't know if it was the medication, but she never acted like that. She never acted like that again until this day.
Right, right. No, Julio, thanks for sharing. That is scary. You know, Cymbalta is a medication that does help with depression. That's news to me. I've never heard of anybody completely, you know, I mean, we use the word in layman's terms, flip out. It can. You know, remember, our minds are very intricately made and designed. And I don't underestimate anything. Now, did it make her go manic? Did, you know, was this just a fluke? I don't know. Now, the closest experience I ever had to a medication making me furious is, okay, me and my husband will hate it that I always bring these stories up to y'all, but I mean, you know, my life's an open book. If he doesn't like me talking about it, you know, then he should make sure I go off the radio. But I had given birth to my second child, and my husband was really into a video game. At this time, these were where online video games started to become extremely popular. And we had the second baby at work. The older boy was in daycare. The second baby was at work. And I was on a very new birth control pill. That's it. I was on a new birth control pill. It was my first month. All right. And I guess the baby was crying. And I was in between patients, but I had another patient, and he had kind of a quiet day. And so when I asked him to hold the baby, because I had to work, okay, and I know y'all are saying, well, this is Dahlia's side of the story, but there's really no other side. I asked him to hold the baby and try to calm the baby down so I could go see a patient. He did it passive aggressively. He still played the video game and was holding the baby kind of half-assed while the baby was crying. Now, that's how I interpreted the situation. So I walked back in there, hearing the baby still cry. And I let him have it. And I brought up everything from ex-girlfriends to his mother. And I scared the living crap out of him. And you know what he did? He took the birth control pills out of my purse and threw them out. Now, was it the birth control pills, or do I just put up with so much stuff that the birth control pill, you know, at the time just, you know, let me have my guard down and I let him have it. But honestly, I told him, I still to this day, I think any mom would have been furious with him and would have probably taken the computer and thrown out the door. But, you know, I just yelled and flipped out on him. But I've never taken those types of birth control pills again. I'd rather still be calm and just do my 2 or 3 second outburst once a month. But whew, I scared him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about reactions to drugs, anger issues. We got Greg on the line. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Hey, Doc, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I recently had a, hip surgery, hip replacement, and I had a reaction to the morphine and the anesthetics.
Ooh.
So
what happened?
Well, right after surgery, I was fine, alert, everything was fine. And then within 12 hours, my whole digestive and urinary tract system shut down, which put me in intensive care for a day and a half.
Oh, no. And it was morphine and what else?
And whatever the anesthesia was.
Right, okay.
Yeah, wow. Now, my question is, you know, there's always, you know, the fine, you know, the small print that says, you know, people can have reactions to the anesthesia or morphine.
Right.
So we'll never know, is it a combination thereof?
Exactly.
My body reacts to morphine.
Exactly. And, you know, you have a hip replacement. I'm hoping you never have to have another procedure again. But, you know, you're going to probably, if you do ever have to have surgery, God forbid again, sit down with that anesthesiologist and say, look, when I woke up out of anesthesia, this is what happened. And morphine, when I came out of a surgery and they gave me morphine, I was almost, I don't want to use the word paralyzed, but I was so weak I couldn't move. I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't urinate. And so was it the morphine or was it because I was given morphine as I was coming off the anesthesia? Now, propofol is usually the anesthesia that we give you, in surgery, you know, to put you under it. It's the same medicine that Michael Jackson's doctor gave him to put him to sleep, you know, for sleep, which was ridiculous. Propofol, though, is supposed to be very short acting. But needless to say, even if its half-life is so quick, it could still wreak havoc on kidneys or liver while it's working. So you're right. We may never know.
Well, unfortunately, my left hip will have to be replaced within the next 10 years or so.
Oh, no. Okay.
I need to have a double hip.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. How old are you, Greg? Can I ask?
Sure. The scary thing is I just turned 59.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We are. See, I'm going to be probably, you know, following you shortly. I think I just ruined my hips running. And, you know, we at a younger age are starting to need new hips. And then unfortunately, like you said, after 10, 15 years, sometimes you need another one. Sometimes we're too young to get them done, but we need to get them done. All right. Well, Greg, thanks for calling. God bless you. All right. So, you know, it's kind of scary when you guys are listening to this because you're like, okay, you know, how do you trust any medication? I mean, in light, look at what happened with that kid that had taken Motrin Thanksgiving 2003. Mom gave the child some Motrin, over-counter Motrin for a cold or for a fever, and the child goes into this toxic epidermal necrolysis reaction, loses 90% of her skin, from what I understand, scarred pretty badly, and just won a $65 million lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson, the company that makes Motrin. You know, I don't know if there's a way to educate people on everything, because you would pretty much have to do what those commercials do, where for, you know, hours on end, tell you, well, it could cause headache, it could cause this, it could cause this, it could cause that. But today, we had concentrated on anger and aggression. And, you know, I think we could conclude this segment, before we go to the next segment, that there are a lot of conditions, depression medications, diabetes, thyroid, that could give you anger, outbursts, statin medications, cholesterol, having high cholesterol, and lowering that cholesterol could mess with your serotonin, supposedly. That could cause you to have bursts of anger, inflamed liver, epilepsy, sleeping issues, stroke. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about more medical stuff. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, you know, in the first part of the show, we had been talking about what could cause anger. Are some of these anger outbursts or these passions or these crime of passions or these shootings, you know, caused by maybe a medication-induced anger outburst, right? So we just kind of reviewed certain medications and certain medical conditions that could cause anger. I remember when I was a medical student, we had a patient that came in that her family had said she's just uncontrollable. She's made enemies with everybody. She got fired from her job. People in the family hate her. And it turned out she had breast cancer that had gone to the frontal lobe of her brain. And the frontal lobe, as we've also seen with stroke-like patients, when it gets affected, it messes with your personality. And I remember she was yelling at me as a medical student. She was very angry, very difficult to work with, but it was a tumor to the brain. Now, I'm not saying, you know, anybody who gets angry, we need to scan and make sure they don't have a brain tumor. But, you know, sometimes it's not just all psychological. There could be some very organic medical issues going on. Now, some of you have written me, well, what do you do when you are angry? Okay, we don't want to pop pills all the time. Or, like in Julio's case, what happens if your wife does go on a tangent and starts throwing out the Christmas tree, starts tearing up the place? What do you do? Now, we in this society, remember, it's 2013. Okay, we're not supposed to get angry. We're not allowed to get angry. Society doesn't accept that. Okay, you're not supposed to slap each other. You're not supposed to kick the dog. All right, and I think we're all in agreement with that. All right, you know, but it's interesting. If you look at old movies and old TV shows, and we've talked about this on the show before, you know, in like the 70s, women would always throw plates. That throw plates at their husbands. I'm not saying bring this back. I think it's ridiculous, especially since the plates I buy are like the Target plastic ones. But you used to be able to express your anger. You used to be able to throw things. You'd be like, you know, you would see in these movies or TV shows, somebody gets mad, so they'd take a vase and throw it. And then the husband would say, do you feel better? No, let me do another one. Take something else and throw it. Now, we would all giggle. We thought it was good comedy. But I remember my mom and dad doing the same thing in the 70s. I remember things getting thrown all the time. You always threw things. You did. Phones would be thrown, typewriters, I mean, things would just be thrown. Now, we're not allowed to do that anymore, all right? That's domestic violence. You cannot throw something around the house. God forbid it hits a family member. That's assault, okay? You can't do that anymore. But have we, as a society, suppressed and repressed so much of what is a very natural human emotion that we are like pressure cookers, and then we burst and these crimes happen? I mean, you know, in the olden days when you got mad, you could go outside and you could chop down a tree. Now, I don't know if many of you do that anymore. You know, I mean, we aren't even really supposed to yell at the dog. Even if I want to yell at the kids, I don't yell at my kids in public anymore. My mom, it didn't matter if we were in the middle of Kmart. My mom would rip me a new one, or I'd get backhanded. I mean, that's just the way things were 30, 40 years ago. Nowadays, it's okay, well, when we get home, we're going to have a timeout, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Now, I agree with the fact that we've stopped hitting our kids. I don't think hitting our kids or hitting our spouses solves anything. But have we ever come up with a means for people when they do have anger, which is a very natural emotion, to let it out? Now, in our house, we do have a punching bag. It's called Mama. No. We do have a punching bag. It's hooked up to my son's room. So if anybody feels like they want to punch it, they can. And nobody does. You know, it feels better fighting with your brother and yelling at mom or yelling at your husband or, you know, talking about each other's mother. We do that. But I love the idea of a punching bag being there. Sometimes you just need to get aggression out. I mean, look at these kids in school. Okay, you know, kids, there always used to be a fight. Every day after school, there was a fight. Well, we don't have fights anymore. You're not allowed to have fights. Kids are not supposed to be striking other kids. So now everything has to be resolved amicably and with communication. Now, even though the majority of us agree with it, some of us are kind of scratching our heads going, well, wait a second, when are our kids going to learn how to fight? And is that natural? Are they going to be holding so much inside of them that rather than them letting it out as kids and kids being kids, is it going to come out as an Adam Lanza who starts to shoot up a school? I don't know. I mean, I'm just brainstorming here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, should many of our let's say, sports, include a day or two of wrestling or boxing, or, I mean, not that I would ever put my kid in a boxing ring, but, because I notice that. I mean, I notice my kids get mad. They do get mad, and they are rightfully so mad about some things. But what do we do as parents? We don't let them express it. We tell them to go to their room. If they want to punch a wall, I go in there and yell and scream, and I say, no, you sit down and you calm down. Well, maybe that's the wrong thing to do. Maybe we as humans really do need to let it out. Maybe we need to find, a piece of meat and take our teeth and tear into it. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we're not supposed to be eating red meat. We're supposed to be pushing a more vegetarian diet with our youth and, chicken and fish. Well, I know, but you really can't get your aggression out on a piece of perch. Maybe when your kids get mad, throw them a piece of meat and let them rip it to pieces with their teeth. I don't know. What do we need? We don't want to talk about it because it's politically incorrect, okay? Nobody wants to talk about being angry, wanting to scream, wanting to... And remember, you got to be careful about that. Because if, God forbid, you say something that your doctor could construe as you going about to go on a shooting spree, you're going to be on 24-hour hold. But when is a human emotion natural and needs to be let out... And when isn't it? Now, some of you could say, well, we're letting a lot of people let, people do let things out. Look at all the premarital sex. I mean, sex and passion is a natural emotion. We used to force people to wait till they were married, and now they're having sex willy-nilly. All right, well, maybe that's something that might have kept us in check so we aren't blowing a casket. I don't think it's the healthiest move, especially with all the teen pregnancy and all the STDs on the rise. But, I'm wondering, if we don't chop down cherry trees anymore, and we're not throwing plates and throwing vases and breaking windows because we could get arrested for domestic violence, how are we letting off our anger? I think the answer is we're going to the pills. The wife tells you, you got to get medicated because I'm not going to live with you like this. And they go to the pills. We go to the antidepressants, or we go to alcohol. So we're calming ourselves down chemically. No wonder we're just brewing and looking for trouble mental health-wise. This is some scary stuff. Now, I don't know what the answer is, okay? I know y'all think Dr. Dahlia has all the answers, and I'm pretty damn close. But the one thing I'm very perplexed on is how, and my grammar, I need to get better grammar. Sorry. My grammar no is good. Are we suppressing our anger too much, and what is allowed in 2013 to let it out? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Want to hear from you? Don't go away.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.